Switch off.
So the last thing I want to do for now, I might do some booze later, is about things that blind people do to sighted people when they get annoyed. There are three stories here, and one of them actually I didn't do, but I did witness, and Andre did this. We were walking in RNC through the town, and some guy kept harassing us. He wanted us to do a survey. I think it might have been about blind people. And he knew Andre's name was Andre. I don't know how he knew, but I remember him saying, "So, Mr. Louis, what do you think about blah, 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 blah?" And Andre went and ran past him. And it was the best reaction because this guy just sort of just walked away. Very, very confused. The next funny thing that I did, I hate being asked about blind. I don't mind if someone wants to talk about other stuff first and then ask about blind things. That's fine, that's natural. But so I got on this train really, really late at night. It was like, well, it was like 9 o'clock or something. I was really tired and I was really annoyed and I'd had a bad day, yada, yada, yada. And I got on the train. This woman sat down next to me. It was a really full train carriage. And she went, "Hello, can I ask you something?" I was like, "Oh, God." I said, "Is it about being blind?" And she went, "Yes, it is, actually." I said, "Okay, can I ask you about having a period?" And she was like, "What?" I said, "Well, clearly I'm the only blind man you found in your vicinity that you think you can impose your questions on. So I think, as you're the only woman I'm currently anywhere near, I should ask you about having a period." And she was incensed, she was angry, she stormed off. And when she'd gone, the entire train carriage erupted in applause. And one guy said it was the funniest thing he'd ever seen done. So that was quite good. Basically, you don't mess with them in a bad mood. The other thing, and my dad's favourite of my silly stories, this is, as a taxi driver, he used to pick me up occasionally from the station. And he never believed that I did what I did. He was always like, "Oh, how can you work computers? What do you do? What do you do as a job?" And in the end, because I was doing a lot of martial arts at the time, I said, "Look, actually, I'll tell you a secret. I don't really work in IT. I'm an assassin." He's like, "What? You can't be an assassin." I said, "Of course I can be an assassin. Don't be stupid. You wouldn't think I'm an assassin, would you?" And he went, "Well, no." And I said, "Well, exactly. I'm the perfect assassin. I can kill you in a heartbeat. I can touch your throat like this." And I reached over and I knew where he was. So I just tapped him on the throat just very gently with my finger. And he was freaked out. He wouldn't speak to me for the next week. He took me home, but he was really, really freaked out. And he told all his other taxi driver friends as well about this. And they started picking me up and asking me about being an assassin. And it had reached ridiculous proportions. In the end, I was just like, "Look, I can't talk about it. I just do it for a living. And I'd kindly ask you to not talk about it either." One guy was like, "So how much did it cost?" And I said, "Well, it depends on the target. Obviously, I can't use a sniper rifle. I've got to get closer to the person." It was brilliant. In the end, I told him it was all a ruse, but he was genuinely freaked out. It was fantastic. So, yeah, good fun. I recommend you try that one. Come on.
Switch on.
No, it didn't work. The tips were all a lie. It didn't work.